So we're here, that's where we are today. We are struggling for our Muslim life today. Struggling for our Muslim life today. Struggling to be a stronger witness to the oneness of God and the finality of prophethood, that Muhammad is the last messenger of God, the last prophet, or the last prophet, the messenger of God, the servant and messenger of God. We're struggling for that. We're struggling to have that strongly in our life. We're struggling to not just say that with our lips, but we're struggling to let our actions and the way we live be a witness that we say God is one and God is the creator of all people and God has sent Muhammad into the world as a mercy to all the world. We struggle to have that witness in us strong. We struggle to pray. We are obligated to pray 5 daily prayers. We who are sincere in this religion, we are struggling for a chance, for an opportunity, for a better situation in our life so that we can make more of these prayers on time as they're supposed to be said. We are struggling for that. We are struggling for our Muslim life in America. We are also struggling to be in a situation where we don't have to ask people for money, where we don't have to beg them for material assistance or financial assistance. We are struggling to get ourselves, even though most of us are poor, most of us don't earn enough income to work to keep us from worrying about the monthly bill. We worry about those monthly bills. But many of us in this situation, worrying about these monthly bills, we have our mind strongly on a plan to take us out of this bad financial situation.
Right.
So that we will be able to not just take money, but give money.
Right.
We don't want to take money, we want to give money.
Right.
We want to give money. We want to be charitable. We want to fulfill that third pillar, that third principle of our religion, to give in charity, to support the society with our charity. We want to do that. And most of all, we want to support our schools. We want to have better schools, better physical facilities. We want to have better teachers. We want to be able to hire better qualified teachers. And we want to have the school that we can be proud of in every sense, in every way. That's what we want. We want it all over America, wherever we are. We want that. So here's where we are in America. We want our businessmen to accept financial leadership for the whole community. They're the business people. They should accept financial leadership for the whole community. They should not just be going to work for themselves. They should not be just running a business for themselves or for their family and their friends. They should be running a business for the whole community of Muslims,
right,
especially the poor African-American Muslims in this country. They should be running that business for all of us. They should be planning that business so they can employ more of us.
Yes.
They should be planning their business so they can be richer, so they can support the community more.
Right.
They should be planning to take every poor child in our school and take him from worrying and worrying his mother and his father how he's going to pay his tuition. They should be planning to give tuition to every child, every poor child in our community, to relieve the parents, the mother, and the poor father of these burdens.
Right.
You should be accepting responsibility for the financial leadership of our whole community. I'm not a businessman. I'm a profession. I'm a hard worker, a factory worker by profession. And now, after many years working for you as a leader, I'm now, by profession, a religious preacher, a religious teacher. That's what I am by profession. But I am forced to go into business. I'm forced to go into business. I'm going into business because it is a must. If I have ability to succeed in business, it's a must that I succeed in business. Because I know, I recognize my responsibility. That my responsibility as a businessman is not just to me and my children, and my wife and children. My responsibility is to my poor brothers and sisters who want their children better educated, who want them in better facilities in the school, who want their masjid to be a decent facility. My obligation is to all of them. And if we accept this obligation, we will expand our business. We'll have bigger business visions. We'll have bigger business interests, bigger business vision, and the result will be that we will be bigger businessmen and women. And as bigger businessmen and women, we will have much more return for our labor than we have now thinking small, thinking me and my child, thinking me and my wife, thinking me and my husband. When we start to thinking me and my community, buddy, we'll be developers. We will be industrialists.
Right.
We will be the same great giants that the white man has been and still is. Because he's not working just for his wife and his children. They're white developers, white industrialists. They are working for a city. They're working for a town. They have a vision to make America better. Right. They're working for the whole United States. Right. When we think that way, we'll be bigger businessmen. And I urge you business people, you business brothers and sisters, accept the responsibility for the financial state and the financial future of your community. Right. Where we are, where we should be, where we're going, we're going to our full responsibility. Yeah. Our full responsibility. I won't be happy in my soul until I can walk out of my door in a neighborhood and hear that van call. Until I can look next door and see a Muslim house there. Look across the street and see another Muslim house. Look down the street and see a Muslim business. Send my son or my brother down and tell him, go down there and buy me a suit from brother so-and-so. I won't be satisfied until we have that. And we are moving more and more into that kind of situation. Yes, you have a great sign here that Allah has favored us. We are blessed to have people among us who have been successful. They were successful financially when they joined us. They are still successful, and they have more determination now than they ever had to do more, but not just to benefit themselves or just to enjoy it, but to do more for people, for Muslims and for people. Brothers like Brother Qasim have working with him. I don't want to name him. You have to do that. I won't do that. You have to do that. Because I don't want them standing at the door, lined up at the door bothering him, you see. I won't call his name because he'll have a line, a soup line or some kind of line to be at the door. So I won't call his name. But the Brother Imam is blessed to have people working with him who have ability, great ability and financial ability. They are great leaders in their field with their talents and et cetera, but they also have great business minds. And they are working together as professional people. I have visited them, and I'm very proud of what I've seen here in Houston. Very proud of what I've seen here in Houston. There's a great future for you here in Houston. And I hope there'll be a great future for us throughout America. And God wants us to not neglect our responsibility. If God says, look at those people that once had great skyscrapers. You know, we thought the modern world only had skyscrapers. The Quran tells us that nations before had skyscrapers. They built buildings that went up to the clouds. Skyscrapers. Says, where can you find them now? No traces of them. Hardly can find a trace of them. They're gone. Why? Because they lost the favor of God. Now, we can say bad conditions, enslaved slavery and other bad conditions is what caused us to be where we are today in our bad situation. But now after freedom, after being freed physically from physical bondage, and after having the law now work for us as it works for other people. Well, you may say, no, it still doesn't work for us as it works for other people. Well, if it doesn't, you can certainly get it changed. That's the good about it.
That's right.
If it doesn't, stay on the case, we can change it. At least there's a commitment now to have a just law for all people. So anytime we find a law that's not just, we can challenge that law and get it changed. If we find a situation that's bad, we can challenge it. And don't think rich people will always dominate you because they got the wealth. That's not true. Some of the poorest people with nothing, penniless people, have found situations to put them into the position to make money, and they have made money and gained great wealth and joined the richest of people in this world. Just like those individuals can find situations to succeed and join the richest of people in the world, we, if we strive hard, put forth our best effort, remain faithful to our God, to Allah, the God of the heavens and the earth, we too can bring a poor community to come into a situation where it will join the richest communities of the world. This I don't just believe in. This I have the knowledge of. I have the knowledge of this. And believe me, if you would trust me, I can lead you out of all these bad material situations you're in. If you trust me, I guarantee you, I can lead you out of all the bad situations you're in. Because God has blessed me with the faith in God, with the faith in the Quran, and also with the perception and the vision to do it. I know I can do it. In fact, I think of myself as your Moses. I'm not a prophet, but I think of myself as your Moses. If you will listen to me, I'll bring your musicians together. If your musicians will listen to me, I'll make them the best musicians you ever heard, you ever witnessed. They'll become the best musicians. Your singers will become the best singers.
Right.
Your prose, your writers of poetry will become the best writers of poetry. Yes. Your planners in business will become the best planners in business. Yes. And if we have to fight a physical war, let me be your general. You have the best general to fight a physical war. But I hope that will never come. I hope that will never come. I pray on God that that will never come. I have all the faith in God that God has answered us who have repented. We have repented. We have accepted the Quran. We have accepted God in the right way. We are not looking for greatness for ourselves. We don't have to have God in our own image. We don't want God in anybody's image. We want the only God who says he has no image in the heavens or in the earth. That's the only God we want. And we follow that God, and I have enough faith in my faith in him. I have enough faith in my innocence. I have enough faith in my good intentions to tell you I can be your Moses. I can be your Moses and lead you out of captivity. The captivity of ignorance. The captivity of poverty. The captivity of disunity. Fighting each other. Being jealous of each other. I can do it as a Muslim. I can do it. Believe me. We started a collective purchase effort. This time, I'm telling you, don't give it to those that are less qualified than I am. If I'm more qualified for the trust, then give the trust to me. So that's where the trust is going to be. I've gotten some people with me. They're with me. They're supporting me. Without even trying to really campaign for support for this effort, we have about $70,000 into this account. When it gets to be about $200,000, we're going to put a lot of our good, faithful, hard workers into big business. When it gets to be $2 or $3 million, we're going to change the material state of our community. That's a promise from me. It's not going to take long to do it. No, it's not. Because God is with us. In fact, God is ahead of us. God is ahead of us. God is leading the way for us. Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's leading the way for us. He has given us this great religion. He has made it possible for us to come into this great religion with understanding and with good intentions and with great, the right attitudes. And those of us who have this, God is with us. And God is showing us opportunities in America and outside of America. I have opportunities in America and outside of America that will blow most of your minds. You wouldn't believe it. In fact, it just about blew my mind. Really. Some of the things that I've come in contact with, and found, I said, wow, I can't believe it. Can't believe it. There's a Muslim country right now ready to deal with Imam W.D. Muhammad. To give us everything it has. Everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. To give us support from its institutions of learning, to give us support from its industries. Institutions of learning and industries. That's what I mean when I said everything it had. There's a country that has told me, I went to them, I made my proposals to them, and everything that I asked, the things that they said that they didn't say yes to, they didn't say no to, they said, let us see, can we work on this, or let us see, can we get in a situation to deliver on this. They didn't say no to anything. And that's a great blessing. Here we are, have been in America, small people, worse off than E.T. Because E.T. could get a phone call back home. And now God has opened up ways for us to call back home. And I found out I don't have to, home ain't Africa anymore. Home is anywhere good Muslims are. Yes. God has given us more relatives than we could imagine we would ever have. I got all these good relatives in the Near East, in the Far East, in Europe, And in Africa. Many of them in Africa. So I can call everywhere now. I feel like a cosmic man. Sitting here on earth, just send messages out to this, send telephone calls out to the universe. Say E.T. needs some help. I thank God for this situation we're in. Finally, we're in a blessed situation. And some countries that I would like to have very good, strong relations with, right now their political situation, for them in the U.S. is not so good. I hope that will change in the future. You might be surprised to hear me say Libya is one of them. Libya is one of them. Libya is one of them. The Libyan people are great people. They've just suffered a lot. They've suffered a lot. They've been scarred a lot, mentally, emotionally, and in many other ways. They've been scarred a lot. But once God freed them from that situation that they're in, and they gain acceptance again in international, by the West, mainly by the West, which will come, because the West, it can't dictate what's going to happen in the world anymore. It has to bend too sometimes. So it will happen. The situation is not going to remain that way always. And I've been to Libya twice. And I've met some of the leaders there. And I met one leader in particular that I love and admire a lot. Gaddafi. May God strengthen him to see the right way and follow the right way. He won't be around forever. He's going to die, just like we all. We all going to die. Inshallah, better leadership will come, and they will be able to work out a better situation for themselves as a nation, a member nation with other nations. No nation can exist alone anymore, and never could. The imperialist nations, they thought they could, but finally, God's judgment came upon them, and they had to accept that they have to live and respect the rights of other nations. More and more, that's growing now. The nations have to acknowledge that they have to respect the rights of other nations. And as this development grow and grow more and more, to be appreciated more and more by the nations of the world, and as the people of Libya and Cuba, Gaddafi's Cuba, as they began to research, restudy their own situation, restudy their own position and situation, and use a little bit more finesse, a little bit more, use strategy more than just confrontation, we're going to see a beautiful world. And some of the best people are the people that's in these nations now that have bad names, like Cuba and like Libya. And also the people of Pakistan, they've been very good by the United States. They've kept good relations with the United States, but over the last few years, relationship has deteriorated. I'm sad see that situation. I hope that Pakistan will strengthen its inner structure and bring its citizens to have more faith in their leaders and do what they have to do to earn more respect from America so that they will have some clout in their legitimate disputes. You see, when you got weaknesses, it weakens your ability to negotiate for more respect, to negotiate for more justice. And Allah has blessed you and me by leading me to be the leader I am, by making me the leader I am with the Quran and with Muhammad's example. I try hard to live up to it, to measure up to it. So God has blessed you. I'm in a great position. I'm in a strong position to negotiate for more respect, to negotiate for more justice. I'm in a strong position. I fear nothing. God is my witness. I fear no one or anything. I don't fear. Even you criminals around me sometimes, you know. Not here. There ain't no criminals here. When I say around me, I'm talking about around me. Not here. Wherever I go. Yeah. You know, they can't intimidate me. They can't make me fear. They just make me think harder. You know, but not fear. God has shown me that if you submit to God, give your whole spirit, your whole self to God, God is enough as your protector. That's what Allah says. God is enough. Allah is enough as your protector. And that's all I try to do. Now, what I fear is my own self. I fear that I will do a wrong thing. I fear that I will err, make the error, or do something I shouldn't do, that I will sin. That I was sin. That's what I feared. And I know if I do that, now my position is weak. If I sin, if I make errors and don't try to correct them, my position gets weak. Then I lose what I have. And I'm exposed to everybody then, to criminals inside and outside. You see? So you see how practical I am? I'm a moral man that's very practical. And I think we all should be that way. Don't be good because you'll be sweet. Be good also because you'll be strong. Yes, to be good makes you strong and puts you in a strong position. Especially if you're sensible in your head and your intentions are good. It makes you strong. The strongest men that ever walked this earth were men that were obedient to God and lived just to obey their God. They were the strongest men that ever walked this earth. And they were the men that changed the whole world. We are not living in the ideals of atheists. We're not living in a world designed by atheists. We're not living in a world designed by Marxism, communism. We're living in a world designed by religious people. Religious people who came to their great freedom, their great era of enlightenment because they believe in the light revealed by God to the prophet or to the religious leader that they claim. Whether it's Moses, or Jesus, or Muhammad, peace be upon them. This is the world. If you look in the world today, what leaders lead this world? I give them to you in those three: Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad. They're leading the whole world. Their followers are in charge. Their followers have the control over things. That should be a great sign from God to us, that his prophets do not fail. And that's what God promises us in the Quran. He says that I and my servants will be victorious. And we witness that God and his servants are victorious. And the people who accept God and accept his servants, they are also victorious. So I pray Allah help us to see better, clearer, where we should be today as Muslims, and hope that he will strengthen us and give us the boldness to go into the great vision that I see for us in this country, in America, so that we will have that great future that God wants us to have. The great future where we won't feel ourselves to be inferior to anybody. We feel ourselves competent and equal to any or to the greatest. I hope for that day. And I don't see why we can't feel that way. Just look where we've come from. Look where we are now. Couldn't have gotten there without Allah. And without his religion that he preferred for us, Islam, without this religion, Islam, without sincerity, without the courage to say, yes, I love the Almighty Muhammad with all my heart. I gave him credit for my life and everything. He saved my life. But now I know that's wrong, so I'm going to put it behind me. I'm going to follow the Quran and accept the last prophet, Muhammad, the last of the prophets. We who had the courage to do that, don't you know we are great people? Pat yourself on the back. Boy, I'm telling you, you deserve a pat on the back because you are no small-minded person. It takes a big-hearted, sincere, strong-minded person to make such a decision. Look, Hitler came and look what he was able to do for the Germans and for those who believed in his idea. He was able to make them think that they were going to be the rulers of the world. And look how he still got followers around here. And look how shameful he went out. They were trying to catch him to kill him, and he had rolled himself up under a bed, in a rug up under a bed somewhere. And they never found him. They never were sure they found him. They don't know how, what happened to him. But they say he rolled himself up in a rug up under a bed somewhere. And hid up under the bed, rolled up in a rug. He's gone. The great girl. Gone. We had his people thinking he was going to march over the whole earth and bring everything under the Nazis, under his regime. He's gone. And I repeat, look how some of his people, they can't give up on that idea. They're still around here wearing swastikas. Still around here looking for the great Aryan nation to rise again. Don't you be like him and his followers. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.